This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We're glad you're here. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. As you travel, or as you're working, if you'd like to listen along, be in class with us while you're working, the telephone listen line, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. Nate is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli with us live in Australia, Gwyneth Isaacs. Welcome, Gwyneth. Gwyneth, are you there? We lost her? Okay. Yeah, Nate is going to reconnect with Gwyneth in Australia. And in the meantime, I'd like to share with you that Vladimir Putin and I agree on a documentary. And I signed homework months and months and months ago. It's going on between 6 months and 9 months, maybe even a year ago. I suggested that you watch this documentary. It's on Netflix. It's about political ambition, the me-first attitude, anything goes, the heck with everything else, lust for power, self-gratification, murder, mayhem, deception, corruption, homosexuality. It's a documentary about Washington, D.C. at its core. It's called House of Cards. And I recommended that as homework for our broadcast classroom. And I called it a documentary. Well, I was reading the news over the weekend, and Vladimir Putin has assigned the same homework to his staff to watch House of Cards, because they said in this article he thinks it's a documentary, too, about the political system, the cesspool in Washington, D.C., and how it works, and how to rise to power, people get murdered. And it even includes the Capitol Police, you know, the protection squad for the Congress thugs. Yeah. Vladimir Putin, and I agree that House of Cards is a documentary on our political system, and he's assigned it as homework for his staff so they can understand. So his staff can understand how the system works, and they can use that to their advantage. And I suggest, class, that you consider watching House of Cards too, wherever it's available. Share it with your family. Now, it's got a lot of profanity in it. It's got a lot of sex in it. And it's salacious, and it's not necessary. Unless, I guess, you need to be true to how Washington, D.C. is. But it's like anything goes. Anything at all goes in Washington, D.C. Corruption, theft, destruction of people's reputations to get ahead. Meaning, one person's reputation is destroyed at will by another person, just so that other person can climb the ladder. Yeah. And I remember something a little bit akin to that when I had a job. And I would watch people climb the ladder, and as one person would climb the ladder and really work really hard to do a good job, other people would become jealous. So instead of working harder than the first person, they would destabilize the ladder so that the other person would fall off. Yeah, getting ahead by hook or by crook, as Werner Bach might say, by hook or by crook. Yep, so that's the House of Cards. I suggest you consider watching that. Now, I was thinking about some tips. And I have a couple tips for you while we're waiting to get Gwyneth Isaacs back. Oh, Gwyneth's back? Okay. Hey, welcome, Gwyneth. I was talking about a series that I was watching. I was talking about a series that I was watching with Mrs. Finelli. It's kind of vulgar. I don't really appreciate that, but I guess it needs to be vulgar to show the ilk of Washington, D.C. and the corruption and things that happen. It's called House of Cards. And it's anything goes in order to satisfy political ambition, self-gratification, and the need, the lust for power. Have you seen any of House of Cards?
I haven't seen any of that program. We don't have a television here, so it's difficult for me to watch TV programs. And but there is a similar piece of literature that was put out here in Australia, film literature, and that was called Power Without Glory. And it was a mini-series basically about the crossover between Australian politics and the Australian underworld. Very, very much the same thing. And it was actually originally a novel and written by a man by the name of Frank Hardy. And if you want to go and buy this novel on Amazon, then you can, and it's still in print, and that says quite a bit, because this book was first published, I think, in 1959, and for a novel to still be in print after it was published, first of all, in 1959, that's what, almost 60 years ago. There's not many novels that are still in print after 60 years, but once again, it's a textbook on political power and corruption. And I've read that book. I've got a copy of that book here at home, and it's a real eye-opener, because it's mostly set right in Melbourne, which is our state capital. And, you know, some names of places and people have been changed, but it's fairly easy to work out who's who. And the thing is, Frank Hardy, after he published Power Without Glory, was actually sued for libel by a man by the name of George West. I think I've told the story on your show before. And George West was a Melbourne millionaire who was at the centre of this book. And guess what? The case was thrown out. And when you get a libel case that's actually thrown out, do you know what that means, Vincent? Whatever was written was probably true. And, they've got a saying here, because George West was an underworld figure, and in the novel he's called John West, and he started out running a totaliser, which is betting on racehorses. And you know, it's a funny thing, because these days, you know, one of Victoria's main sources of revenue, I think I seem to recall hearing a figure once that a third of our state revenue came from gambling, including the fact that the government now owns the tote. Totaliser. They also own the on-course race betting, that's the bookmakers, and they also own or they get a heavy taxation off of our casino. So basically the biggest underworld organization in the state is actually an organization which is registered with the Australian Taxation Office as a corporation called the State of Victoria Dash Parliament of Victoria. The state parliament is the biggest criminal organization in the state. And they have a third of their revenues come from gambling, racketeering, and a third, or more than a third probably, of their revenues comes from insurance racketeering around motor vehicle registration, you know, and fraudulent fines associated with that, with motor vehicle registration. And, you know, another big section of their revenue comes from, a form of racketeering that they do, which is getting people to hand over money so that they can continue living on their own land, which is freehold allodial title. And if anyone's studied real estate law, they know that freehold allodial fee simple title is the highest form of title and cannot be extinguished ever, not by anybody. And if you're in a country where the crown still is, it cannot even be extinguished by the crown. And it cannot be, you cannot be fraudulently, in theory, you cannot be deprived of something like freehold allodial title unless you sign a document called a mortgage. Okay, and then the guy who's loaned you money is allowed to take your land if you don't keep paying the mortgage until you have that mortgage paid off, every last little cent. But land taxation is not the same as a mortgage, and it's completely illegal here in Australia, totally illegal. You know, constitutionally illegal, that they are actually not allowed to do it. And they have been friends of mine. If anyone wants to get in touch with me, if they live in Australia, I can help them out. I can't give legal advice, but I can help to educate them on what the law says with regards to land taxation in Australia.
Hold that thought. We're going into a break. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Gwyneth Isaacs with us. She's live in Australia. And if you'd like to contact her, contact information is available right at USAPrepares.com. Page number one. And also on the instructors tab. If you ever want to get in touch with any of your instructors, just go to USAPrepares.com and click on the instructors tab. Gwyneth, I was on the phone with a gentleman. I'm looking forward to spending some more time in person with this man. And he has a passion for helping people who are downtrodden, have been beat up by the system, people who need a hand up. And so he has this offering where he helps people. And so I'm looking forward to meeting with him. And so I was talking about the travel arrangements to go see him. And he's in Missouri. And he said, be really careful. Be really careful because the law enforcement is really up around here. And I mentioned a story about Sparta, Missouri. It's a town of like 1.25 square miles, and how they issue about 175 tickets a month. They have four police officers. It's 1.25 square miles, four police officers, and a population of about 1,700. And so they issue about the equivalent of 10% of the population in tickets per month, which is, you know, an outrage. So it's really like a speed trap, and it's a revenue generation machine, the police force. And he yep. said, wow, sounds like what he was talking about, because the population where he's talking is about less than 1,000, about 400 families there. And so their revenue stream, I guess, is also similar to Sparta, Missouri's. And it's guys with guns and uniforms, and I guess they call them shields. I might call them a badge. They call them shields, and they're shielded from prosecution for whatever they may do, discharge of the guns, whomever they may shoot, and whatever. But these are highway robbers who have radar guns. Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's just another. So what we're finding more and more of these cases. I was watching a video last night on the internet. It was a news feed, and it showed in Louisiana this man on the ground, and evidently he had allegedly, it looked like he had consumed too much of alcohol, and he was kind of banging on cars, and so the cop was on top of him, you know, pinned him down. And it looked like there was a little bit of a tussle, and the guy was on the bottom that was allegedly banging on the cars. And so some passersby got out their cell phones, and you could see the video of people with cell phones taking videos. So you could see people with cell phones being videoed. And one of the videos, you could hear the audio in it, and the cop was on the top. And all of a sudden, you're bang. The cop shoots the guy. Now, what is it? What is it that causes
that's
the police?
That's a bit over the top.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It doesn't surprise me anymore. This is the crazy thing. That's absolutely disgusting. It's not just over the top. It's absolutely disgusting. The guy goes out and gets drunk, right? He's, you know, banging on some cars, you know, obviously probably setting the alarms off and all of that. But, you know, ultimately the reaction is just totally disproportional. And they don't seem to realize that what they've become. I really don't think they do. You know?
Yeah.
I know that there's a proportion of recruits into the police academy that know that they're going to go out and that they're going to basically become extortionate racketeers and are very much looking forward to it. But I think that probably a proportion of police recruits go in actually thinking that they're going to be helping people in society. And that guy obviously, I mean, maybe he had a bad week, maybe his girlfriend broke up with him or whatever, and he just decided he was going to go out and drown his sorrows. The thing is, that is a human soul. He's never going to get to go home again. That's just absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about this when we come back from the break. Gwyneth Isaacs, I'm Vincent Fanella. This is USAPrepares.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, Gwyneth, there's a television series on Netflix, and you can watch it. It's called Blue Bloods. Tom Selleck plays a police commissioner in New York City. And in this series, Tom Selleck's father was the previous police commissioner. And Tom Selleck's son is a beat cop. Tom Selleck's other son is a detective first class, and Tom Selleck's daughter is assistant district attorney. They refer to what they do as the family business. And they're a white Irish Catholic family. They're in New York City, and that's the setting. And they have all the appearances of being a wonderful family. They have dinner together on Sundays. They say grace. And, you know, they share stories. But every single one of them, every single one of them has broken the law. And yep. They admit to it. They admit to breaking the law. And in pursuit of the bad guys, the alleged bad guys, the alleged criminals. And they set them up. They set up people whom they think are criminals. They intimidate them. They scream at them. They slam them into cars. Now, some of the people are bad. There's no question about it on the series. However, what this series does is it desensitizes the viewer to the corruption within the police department. It seems like, you know, that guy's probably bad, so it's okay to bang his head against the car. That's okay. It's okay to slam him down on the concrete because, well, we think he's bad. It's okay to shoot, you know, handguns because, well, this is in pursuit of the bad guys. There are plenty of innocent people who may get shot. There are plenty of people whose lives and constitutional rights get trampled in the show. But what it does is it desensitizes us, the viewers, to the violence, to the corruption, and to the anything goes MO of the police department in pursuit of the alleged bad guys. And guys, don't forget to come home safe. Go out, be safe. We want to keep you safe outside. And that's what they keep saying. It's all for our own safety that they're beating people up. It's all for our own safety that we have these high-speed pursuits where other people, the collateral damage occurs as the police cars race down the roads at high speeds. It just makes no sense whatsoever. None. And it's, what is it typically about? Drugs. 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 And, you know, if a bank is involved, anything goes. Anything goes if there's a bank robbery. Anything goes if it's drugs. And what there's this hidden, sometimes discussed, not always, hey, you know, I've gotten all these collars. Collars meaning arrests. And it's kind of like a ranking system. The more collars a cop gets, the higher he is perceived or she is perceived. So it's achievement, it's productivity, it's arrests for the good of everybody.
Sounds
allegedly.
Like the mafia to me.
Oh, are we talking
really
about
does.
The mafia?
If you think, if you really, okay, have had much to do with having a look at how the underworld operates, that's exactly how they operate. It absolutely is. You know, they get together on a Sunday. They all have dinner. They pray to God. They, you know, they say their mass, and then they take their gun and, you know, maybe on the way home they decide to drop in and see somebody who owes them some money and give them a bad time. Make sure that they get their money, you know. Or maybe somebody's not mm-hmm. playing into the insurance racket, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The enforcer yeah. for the mob, he'll go and see him. He'll say, oh, I'm not too far from so-and-so's place. I'll just drop in and see him and make sure that they remember to pay their insurance this month. What's really the difference
now,
between that and motor vehicle registration? You know, you're
or
paying
Obamacare.
Somebody else money so that you can go and do something that is your God-given human right. And is recognized mm-hmm. even by the United Nations as such in Article 13 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. It's the right to freely travel within state, that means national, boundaries. So as long as you're traveling within your own country, you have the right to freely travel. Freely means you don't have to pay anybody any money to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it is. And it means unencumbered, not stopped by some Stasi or Gestapo officer who specializes in that particular area, you know? Not stopped by the South African state police. Not stopped by the, you know, the Victoria Police or the Missouri State Police or wherever you are. It's just not on. It's racketeering. Plain and simple.
There's no question in my mind. How about this? I'm looking at a headline. LosAngeles.CBSLocal.com. And it describes a former Los Angeles Police Department officer who was suspected in a bank robbery.
So
here we have, according to this article, a former Los Angeles Police Department officer has been identified as the bearded suspect in a Northern California bank robbery. So this gal disguised herself as a man with a beard, and according to the article, she handed a teller a note and demanded money from this bank. They arrested her a few hours later, so obviously she wasn't one of the best and brightest of the Los Angeles Police Department.
But maybe she thought some of her old friends would help her if she did get caught.
And by the way, that's a really good point, because that topic comes up
common
in the Blue Bloods, this television series about the police that I was telling you about. The blue glue. It's like, wait, you know, if we don't stick together, what do we have? We've got to stick together. They will lie on this series. It will show them lying for each other. Even the family of the police commissioner, even his son, who is a beat cop, thinks it's okay. It's okay to lie about what happened. Because we got the guy, so it's okay. It's okay to lie. It's okay to misrepresent what happened. It's okay to falsify police reports. It's okay to testify under oath. It's okay to be investigated by internal affairs and lie to them. That's okay, too. It's like, we're the police. We have to stick together. We have to stick together. That is a common thread in this series. That the police have to stick together. They have to come home at night, and if it involves shooting someone so that they come home at night, well, I guess that's the cost of doing business. It's an outrage. And I've got to wonder where the families are when this happens. And I want to thank our black friends. I want to thank our black friends for bringing this to everyone's attention when they protest and they say, you know what? Our lives matter. Black lives matter. White lives matter. All lives matter. And I was traveling in Missouri on the way, taking a back road out of town from Springfield, Missouri. And I saw this sign on this guy's property. Great big sign. Must have been 10 feet long. Blue lives matter. Yeah. Blue lives. And you know, I looked at that with outrage. Not that blue lives don't matter. It's like, really?
Hey, what about the rest of us?
What about the rest of us? That was my reaction. What about the rest of us? Didn't say all lives matter. It was blue lives matter. And that kind of means that blue glue, let's stick together, let's lie, whatever we got to do to get that quota, that production up. And if we have to lie for one of our fellow men in black, it's not even blue anymore. They wear black uniforms now. That's okay. To me, it's absolutely unacceptable. And, you know, one of the things that we were going to talk about today is epigenetics. And
yep.
I've been thinking about honesty and integrity. It's kind of lost. Whatever happened to honesty? Whatever happened to honesty in warranties? Whatever happened to, building a better mousetrap, building a better product? The path will be beaten to your door if you have a better mousetrap, a better way of doing something, more efficient, more economical, more durable, more long-lasting, better in all respects, better value. Whatever happened to that concept? Now it's features. And I was thinking about a bill that I haven't formally figured out the verbiage of it. But in concept, it's very simple. And I've been thinking about bills that I would like to put on our website, things that I would like introduced into law. We got plenty of laws, but we need a few more good ones. We need to get rid of like 90% of them, but we need a few good ones. And one of them has to do with ecology. And that is, I am absolutely sick and tired of buying products that look great, that are finished, they appear to be great, but inside, the quality is abysmal. I was cleaning out the garage yesterday, and I was throwing out a box. I bought online, I built Mrs. Finelli a central vacuum system so that when she vacuums, she doesn't redistribute the dust throughout the house through the vacuum cleaner bag. So this, I built this system and I piped it in, and it took me a couple years to build it. But the idea was it has an exhaust outside. So when she vacuums, the dust goes into a canister and then it goes outside. And actually, the first version I built with a shop vac attached to plumbing. Well, I needed a hose and a power head for this thing. And I found one and I bought it. And it lasted like a year. It was this piece of Chinese garbage. And how do you figure that out? How do you figure that out when you read reviews and all that? Everybody says wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And it's junk. Our landfills are becoming filled with this Chinese garbage.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, during the break, I got the pen and notebook out, and I wrote down this proposed bill. It took me about, 30 seconds to write this. Now, normally the bills that I propose have one sentence. I was unable to accomplish that this time. But I'm thinking about the landfill, and I'm thinking about how much trash we bury in our landfills, how much plastic ends up in our landfills, how much Chinese garbage is shipped over here, and we think it's a great product because it looks nice and it ends up in our landfills. So the boxing, the packaging, the plastic, and then the product itself. How many of those DVD players, how many of those computers, how many of those computer monitors, how many of them get recycled versus how many get thrown in the trash? How much overpackaging do we have? Way too much, right? So here is my proposed bill. It's two sentences. First sentence. No minor nor major appliance shall be sold in the state of Missouri without an average useful life expectancy of less than 10 years. No minor nor major appliance shall be sold in the state of Missouri without an average useful life expectancy of less than 10 years. That's sentence number one. Sentence number two, should 10% or more fail within that 10-year period, the original purchaser shall be compensated at 2 times the original purchase price, and all corporate officers at the vice presidential level and above, and the board of directors, shall be prosecuted for breach of the public trust. What do you think?
You know, something, that's a great law. The only problem with it is you would have problems sourcing enough major and minor appliances in order to keep the retail economy going. And unfortunately, the population would probably just go to the states next door to buy their stuff. So
That would probably happen.
I think that would probably happen. Mm-hmm. That would be the problem. It is a good law, but you know, or they would get their cheap Chinese stuff online, because people have forgotten what quality stuff is. Okay, my father was a master engineer. He used to, he could fix or build almost anything, aside from electronics and computers. Okay, so he, in his apprenticeship, he did his apprenticeship at the Midland Railway Workshops in Perth, Western Australia. And his uncle was the chief engineer of Western Australia. That was Cyril Carter, was his uncle, his father's brother. And his other uncle, Reg Carter, was the foreman in charge of the shop at the Midland Railway Workshops. Now, Dad began his apprenticeship, actually, he was only 14. I think somebody forgot what his proper birth date was, but his mother was dying of cancer at the time. And the whole family just got together and agreed that it probably wasn't a good idea for the boy to see his mother dying of cancer. So he got exported from Geraldton to Perth, given an apprenticeship. And somebody just forgot his proper birthday. You know, they put it a year or so out. And but he learned how to build locomotives at the Midland steam locomotives at the Midland Railway Workshops. And when he finished his apprenticeship at the age of 18, he went straight from building steam locomotives to maintaining jet engines for Trans-Australia Airways. And do you know something? He said at that time, which was during the 1950s, he was only there for 6 months or so, he said that put him off flying for life. He couldn't live with his conscience of the fact that maybe he'd done something wrong with maintaining these engines when the engineers around him weren't paying attention. And what if one of those planes fell out of the air?
Wow.
He couldn't have lived with himself, so he quit at that time. Mm-hmm. But he soon got another job.
And around here, we've got an expression, well, good enough for government work. And that means, you know, shoddy, poor quality, lack of attention to detail. Yep, the exact opposite. Yep, when we come back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Repairs. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.